Okay, we have a good one for you today. We have a cardiologist who's going to tell us the top five things that he does himself to protect his heart. All right? You're hearing it from the horse's mouth. Sorry.
Nice.
From the cardiologist's mouth. All right. I'm Dr. Paul Salazar.
I'm Dr. Brad Wing. Welcome to Talking with Docs with Dr. Mike Heffernan, cardiologist, guest of the channel many, many times.
Happy
Welcome.
To be here.
Thank you.
Love that you're going to share your approach to keeping your heart healthy, Mike, with your top five.
Personal. Okay. These are the personal things he does.
Personal, but I'm going to incorporate this into, look, I take care of a lot of physicians, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah,
in the practice.
Yes.
And so you can see, you know, I know what I do, but I give a good idea that we're all doing something similar.
Okay. They say that doctors are the worst patients.
100%.
I agree with that.
It's true, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
It goes doctors, teachers, lawyers.
Nurses?
No, nurses are pretty good.
Yeah, teachers and lawyers.
Yeah.
Eh?
So, okay, back
okay.
to.
Okay.
So, number one, exercise. So, 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week. And so, what does that mean? It means cycling, it means running like a 10 minute mile, it's rowing, it's not walking. So, we know that 150 minutes of vigorous exercise a week or moderate to vigorous exercise a week will reduce cardiac events. Okay. It will reduce mortality. So you will live longer.
Our viewers all exercise. We tell them this every week, so you don't have to worry about that one.
That's fantastic.
There you go. Love
we
it.
Know they do.
So that's number one. Yeah. Number two is try and eat well. You know, we all kind of go off the path a little bit.
Sure.
That's fine.
Yep.
I've got mincemeat tarts in my bag today as a treat for my wife.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Very nice.
But you know, you want it to have more fruits and vegetables and legumes. If you eat meat, there are lean cuts of meat.
Right.
And so just really looking at portion sizes. If you, so then it comes, I guess weight comes into this, like healthy weight.
Okay.
So if you're really managing what you're eating well, and if you're exercising 150 minutes a week, your weight is probably going to be in a relatively good range.
Okay.
So that's two. Number three, I think, is know your numbers.
Okay.
Know what your blood pressure is like.
Right.
Know especially what your cholesterol numbers are like.
Right.
And so knowing your numbers then allows you to go, okay, I'm pretty good here, or that's not so good.
Right.
I need to go and talk to my doctor. And yes, we even have to go and talk to our own doctors.
Right.
And which we're not very good at, talk to the doctor, because there's some things we just can't do anything about.
Right, and I think sometimes that ignorance is bliss is so dangerous, obviously, for your heart.
It doesn't work.
Stuff can be silent, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think the challenge that I have is people who are athletic and people who exercise.
I feel good.
Don't realize that 85% of the cholesterol in their body is genetically programmed, and their exercise is not going to move the number very much.
Right.
And so.
And maybe their diet's not even. We've talked about this before
right.
too, right?
Diet's
even if you
good,
eat perfectly, you're like, I still
well,
got high cholesterol.
But you know, your mom and dad gave you an LDL that's really high. You
right.
can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
And so you might need a pill when you talk about values and preferences.
Right.
This might be important. So, I think most physicians are really quite good about knowing what their numbers are like.
Right.
And then sleep.
Okay.
So not after last night's ball game,
oh.
so probably less sleep than usual, but trying to get that 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And,
right.
and you know, a good healthy sleep is really important.
And so why is that? Why does sleep matter? So from a sleep apnea perspective, obviously if you have trouble sleeping, but why does the amount make a difference for us?
You just need to rejuvenate, right? You need time to rest. You've broken down muscle fibers all day. They need to regenerate.
Right.
You just need that rest.
Because you've been exercising so much.
You've been exercising.
And we've learned. I think we neglected sleep for a long time. We dismissed it as an important health measure. So we talk about this all the time. We really need to prioritize our sleep. And that's have a good routine. Before you go to bed, don't drink a lot of stuff. Avoid caffeine.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Good sleep.
Okay.
Get some.
Number five.
I think enjoy yourself. Have a hobby, you know.
Yeah.
Physicians are also not very good at this, where medicine is not a hobby. you have to do other stuff. And so, you know, I like to work with my hands.
Yep.
And so I like to build things.
Okay.
And some people like to do other stuff, but you know, maybe it's golf, maybe it's hockey.
Right.
But having a hobby, just something that it's good for your mental health then, right?
Yeah, I was really hoping number five was going to be watch Talking with Docs. Make that your hobby.
It could be.
Yeah. It can help with some of your stuff. And I think the hobby thing kind of lends into like reducing your stress, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a workaholic and you work 100 hours a week, you're getting bad sleep, you're thinking about work all the time, and that persistent cortisol, the persistent adrenaline rush, this is hard on our hearts.
All right. So exercise. Now, the 150 minutes, is that cardiac exercise, like an aerobic exercise?
Aerobic exercise.
Okay, so 150 minutes of aerobic. This is a cardiologist telling you what he does to protect his heart. He exercises 150 minutes a week. He watches his diet, lean meats only, moves towards vegetables, fruits, legumes, that kind of stuff. Number three.
Knows his numbers?
Yeah, he knows his numbers. See, I forgot the numbers. Knows his numbers. That's most numbers you're talking about, your blood pressure, your cholesterol. Those are the kind
the
of
big
screening
two.
Things that you can look out for.
Yeah.
And then he sleeps. He sleeps all the time. You go into his office, he's asleep. So sleep's important. Sleep's important. And then number five is some kind of hobby or distraction or something, as Dr. Weening said, to reduce your stress a little bit. And those are the five things you do. Now those are the five things I'm going to do.
Fantastic.
And I think in a time when our world is so crazy, like our world's so stressful, like there's so much bad news, I agree. Find something you like, hang out with people that you like, do something you like. And if you like this video, please like it. Subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that you think maybe needs a little push on how to protect their own heart a little bit better.
Five easy steps. Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time, and thanks, Mike.
Thanks for sharing this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we'll see you next time.